Cool.
Can I speak with Kyle?
Yes.
Hi, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. How are you doing today? You okay?
How are we?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. What about yourself?
I was waiting to hear back from you.
Okay, yeah. So you're waiting to hear back from us?
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. It was just a quick one today, Kyle. Basically, the case has been accepted by the Scottish Redress Claim. They have got back to us and sent the forms back. They basically just said that the forms that we did send, they want our clients to actually have signed those forms. So I'm just going to send those forms out to you quickly on text. If you can just sign them, and just another form just saying that you have to reflect the fees and things.
There wasn't their clients sent out.
No, so basically, when we contact the Scottish Redress Claim, the form that we send them, they've just said that they want your signature on that form, basically. So I've just resent the form for you now in your text, just for you to sign.
Do I need to do anything else? What do I need to do?
Just sign this form that I've just sent to you.
And do I need to go around and asking for proof of I was there and...
No, we do all of that. We do all of that for you. I think the Scottish Redress might contact you and, like, you know, start sending you things, but you can just ignore that because we deal with it all anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
It
has been accepted. Yeah, we've had the forms back from them already.
And what does that mean?
Just means, obviously, the solicitors have accepted your case. They will be going forward with a claim for you.
So I do
just need to make you aware, though, basically, there are three ways you can proceed with a Scottish Redress Claim application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid for government legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We don't participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it would be under a private agreement.
And what's that mean? Does that mean I need to pay you if anything happens, any...
So we have already discussed it with you. That just means basically it's a no-win, no-fee basis. And in a successful case, it's just 20% of any money that you get back.
Right, but if it's not successful for any reason, then...
We won't charge you, know, yeah.
No charge.
No. Yeah, exactly. We won't charge you if you don't get any money back.
Right, I just sent something back to you, and I don't know if it's is right. So, what happens is now, what happens?
Moment, yeah, that's just signed that, thank you for signing that. So basically, all that's going to happen now is we're going to contact like the local authorities as well, get your files, like medical records and things like that, and the solicitors will basically just put a claim forward to the Scottish Redress Claim, saying, you know, we think that it should be owed, like, X amount, you know, this is the reason why so far, can just go on with the claim. Should take about 12 months in total, to be completely honest.
Right. Okay, so I don't need to do anything. And if it doesn't work out for any reason, I don't need to pay no money.
Exactly, yeah. It's a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you don't get any money back, we're not going to charge you anything.
All right, okay.
Perfect. No, not a problem. Well, other than that then, Kyle, you have a great day today, and thanks for your time.
You too, my friend. You have a great day as well. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll get some monies.
Yeah. No, absolutely, yeah. No, of course. Like I said, I mean, to be fair, the average refund at the moment as well, it is between, like, £42,000 and £68,000.
I could help me buy a house, sir.
Yeah, exactly. You know, definitely get you on the ladder at least for that amount.
In Scotland, you could get a house for that.
Well, I live in Manchester, so it's just becoming, you know, it's becoming like London these days. It's just getting more.
Oh,
and more
you can't buy anything. I was in Manchester a few months back there.
Town centre these days, everywhere's over a fiver for a pint. So.
Yeah, it's ridiculous prices down there. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, honestly. Like I say, I might end up moving up to Scotland myself if it gets any worse, to be honest.
Well, you can buy something locally around here for about £35,000.
Yeah, God. That's not bad at all, really. You could probably buy two then if you do get some money back.
Well, hopefully. Fingers crossed, I can get something.
Yeah, that's it. No worries then anyway, Kyle. Well, you have a nice day and thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.